All right, everybody, we are back. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are coming to you live from the back porch of the Brass Mug over here in Tampa off of Barris and Skipper Road. We are here tonight to see a lot of death metal. We are looking and hoping to have our faces melted.
Oh, they will be.
Ty, again, the crowd is starting to pick up a little bit. We've got some members of a band out here right now called Grim Reality.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we have the lead singer sitting in with us right now.
How you doing? Just speak right into that mic.
Yeah. How you doing?
And, you're doing good, man. So how long you've been with the band?
I've roughly been with the band. It's only been a few months since we've been in collaboration for quite of some time now, but I mean, literally officially, we've been a few months in, and this is our first show tonight in 11 years. And we're about to melt some faces, man.
I hope so. I hope so. You know what's so funny is, have you always been into death metal?
Yeah, I grew up with the death metal vibe, and then I kind of veered towards the black metal for a while, and I did some stuff in Europe, and I came back here from Europe, and I was doing some. I have a solo project, L.I., Lucifer and Insectus, and through Lucifer and Insectus, when I played her last, is when I met Carlos, my lead guitarist, and he gave me the introduction to be part of the band, and I kind of just decided to take it and roll with it, and now here we are.
All right, so you mentioned a minute ago black metal, and earlier today I was trying to look up. I had heard that Tampa Bay was like the birth spot for death metal. And as I was looking up the information about it, black metal came up. And I'm like, well, what the hell's the difference between black metal and death metal?
Well,
can anybody tell me that?
Well, see, with death metal, you got, it's on the sheer brutality of chaos, like the hard-hitting Ford and stuff like that. But the thing with black metal is it pays attention to elements that basically, how would I say it? It's it deals with elements of atmospheric intentions, basically. Like, you have like an influence, like you're more atmospheric, it's more darker, it's kind of like more epical in a sense, on a dark note,
almost
it's
more like
is that what they call
music?
It black?
Well, it's kind of like, imagine you have two sides of metal. You got the black metal and the death metal. The death metal is like 50 grit sandpaper.
Okay.
The black metal is like 200 grit sandpaper, but moving twice the rotation, so it's kind of like you get a smoother approach, but it's still dark.
Okay.
And it deals with more of emotion on a personal basis, when the death metal is, in my opinion, more on the chaotic, hard-hitting, boot to the face, with South Florida, man.
Right, I got you. So you're the lead singer of this band.
Yes.
And what's your name?
Darren. I'm my stage name is Grim in this band.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Is your last name Reality?
No, it's Peterson. it's a pretty nerdy last name, but that's why I decided to just, I'm Grim, because Grim is what I represent now.
All right.
Seems fitting.
So how old of a guy are you, man?
I'm 34.
34. So you're going to tell me that from the very beginning, you were always into metal music?
Yeah, I kind of started out.
I mean, where were you hanging out as a child you're into metal music?
I was really kind of sheltered as a kid. I really didn't go out much.
Okay.
I was more studying music and all that when everyone was playing football and all that stuff.
Okay.
So.
It helped.
Well, that seems to be much the norm with a lot of these kids,
right? Yeah, yeah. So,
this is my boy. I've seen him grow up just like that.
That's how we do it, That's the prodigy. That's what you call prodigies in forming,
right?
We're not football players, and we're musicians, man. And
right,
that's what we do. That's what we know. We just stick at it.
Reading comic books. And it's horror movies. I mean,
horror. I never got into the comics, but I always loved the horror movies.
So I mean, like when I grew up, my mom was like into Motown and stuff like that. And my dad was into the blues and classic rock and stuff like that. All right. So I've only been introduced to like death metal since my son Tyler got into it. Okay.
Your son gave you the opening door.
well, here's the thing. I would not go out, and I'll be honest with you. I would not go out and buy a death metal CD. But here's the thing. Every time I come here, and I've been to every single one of his shows, I love it. I absolutely love it. It's the whole experience.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
The energy.
I find it interesting when I hear somebody say that they've been into death metal, their whole life.
It's something you got to tap into. Like, I grew up listening to, like, you know, the Eagles, Zeppelin, and all that stuff. Growing up on a,
so you've heard other stuff.
Yeah, like Motley and all that stuff, the old stuff. And, you know, from then, I ended up going into my brother's CD player and found a Metallica CD. And then after that, it was on. And then I went to Pantera, and it just got heavier, and I just kept saying, you know, this stuff is brutal. I want to keep going deeper in it.
Right, so now that you've gotten to the brutal side, do you look at, like, Metallica and go, pussies?
Pretty much. Yeah. I'm really? Sorry. I like the old Metallica, but I'm not a fan of what they're doing now. Right. People will hate me for that.
But so hard.
Yeah, they lost it, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, people do what feels good for them, and, you know, they're making more money than me, so I can't really talk nothing.
Yeah. All right. That's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I guess if I was to ask you about the new Rays Stadium.
Who?
Not into it.
No. Okay, no, I haven't even really paid much attention to it. Right. I've been focusing on the Grim stage. You know, but I'm excited to share the stage with Deceptive Intruder. You know, yeah. I've never heard you guys.
And oh, they're badass.
I'm looking forward to hearing it, and you know, it's gonna be a good night. You know, we're gonna have good fucking fun, man.
Right,
yeah,
brother.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming by, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, and for all you guys listening, man, make sure you come on out and check us out, dude, and check out Deceptive Intruder led by Serpens. Lineage?
Lineage.
I've never played with them before. Sorry for mispronouncing the name.
And Grim Reality.
Yeah, Blistering Defilement. I remember I played with them back here when I was in Lucifer and Insectus, and it's good to share the stage with them
again.
Did
you just say Blistering the Vomitus?
Defilement.
Oh, defilement. Oh, defilement.
Blistering defilement. You got to say blistering defilement.
All right. I misunderstood.
Reach deep.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you got those lead singer pipes.
Oh, I'm ready to tear it up tonight, dude.
All right.
Our first show in 11 years. Since I came on, I found out they haven't been active for 11 years. And this is our first show in 11 years.
Tonight's the night. Break it
loose. Tonight is the night, dude, and it's going to be one night to be. Trust me.
All right, man. Well, listen.
Excited to be here.
Hopefully you guys will, this being your first show back, then you'll be joining the rest of these bands at some of these other venues.
Yep.
We're hoping to keep moving our show from, you know, place to place, and hopefully we'll be
spread the
able
word.
To talk to you again.
Awesome. Well, I'd love to. Yeah, dude. I mean, always open to play bills with good bands.
One of the things that I've noticed about this area is there are a lot of death metal enthusiasts, but there's no airplay. There's nobody really talking about it.
The thing is,
so if we can do that here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour show,
that's where it's at. You
sort
know,
of get the word out.
Airplay has been a touchy subject because, you know, since the streaming came out, the whole thing with the royalties have taken a turn for the worse.
Yeah.
So, you know, basically, airplay now is more of a support. You know what I'm saying? We're not looking for royalties from airplay. Because there's not really much in it. You know, it's more about promotion and, you know, what metal's about. It's not about hearing the band on the radio. It's about coming to see them.
Right. I got you.
Yeah. The live performance.
Well, that's what it's about.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's like my whole thing. I'm not really that crazy about the music, but once I'm here and I'm checking it out, man, I really dig the show.
It's about the energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it.
That's what makes us who we are.
Pumps me up, you know. All right, man.
All right. Well, thank you. Well,
thank you for having me on, guys.
You're welcome.
You're
man.
Welcome.
We hope to see you again.
Oh, definitely.
We're
going to
see you in a bit.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back here on the 25th.
Cool. We might be too.
Yeah,
I have to check the schedule.
And you know, we'll be in Newport Richey at Venom's Backroom Bar and Grill on the 4th.
Okay, we'll be there. Deceptive Intruder will be there.
Definitely.
August
4th. Yeah, I saw the bill. Yeah, you guys are on it with us. It's gonna be awesome, man. You know? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, come back.
We have no show. That's a Saturday.
We do our show on a Friday night, so
we can enjoy that one fully.
Well, thank you guys very much for having
Well, you're welcome,
me.
Man.
You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure. And everyone out there, stay fucking metal.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. There you go. Yep.
Live from the Brass Mug.
Yep. Very cool.
Looking forward to the big All metal right. night.
Yep. All right, man.
Stay metal.
Very cool.
Did you want to come over?
Yeah, come on in.
Yep. You said you were with a band as well? Blistering Defilement. Cool. All right. What's your name, man?
Noah. I am the vocalist for Blistering Metallica.
Very cool.
Come on in. Hold on. Say that again.
There we go. Once again, I am Noah, the vocalist for Blistering Defilement.
I can hear those pipes, man. Yep. I can tell. I can already tell it's going to be loud and proud.
I have a voice for radio.
I was going to say,
you do, actually.
You're very low.
Thank you.
So, how long have you been with this band?
Blistering Defilement started a couple years ago as just a project of the two guitarists. I joined... I want to say February of 2016, right around then. I just moved up to Tampa.
Okay.
They picked me up as a vocalist. We were just using a drum machine at the time, but now we have a full lineup.
Nice.
So very nice.
About 2 years.
Okay.
Give or take.
Have you played here at the Brass Mug before?
Oh, more times than I can count. With this band and with, you know, 20 other bands over the years, I've been local to this area, so this has always been my stomping ground.
Very cool. What do you have coming up in the near future?
Right now, we are working on wrapping up our first full-length record. It's called The Pervert's Manifesto. It's about 12 tracks. That's going to be most of what we're playing tonight, as well as a couple old songs.
Pervert's Manifesto?
Very cool. Man.
That is going to be our full-length.
Sounds like that might get you arrested.
I've had plenty of people get angry over the lyrical themes on the record before, so that always makes me proud.
Okay.
It's a goal, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It always amazes me, you know, all the people that come out to the shows and talk about how hardcore and death metal they are. Then I talk about what one of my songs is about, and they get all offended and everything. And I'm like, oh,
sissies.
I see how it is.
Yeah, right.
It's not really metal until you offend somebody.
So. Oh, absolutely. That's been a firm ethos of all the bands that I've been in throughout the course of my life.
Yeah,
it's not something your grandmother wants to listen to. Otherwise, you're doing it wrong.
You make her listen.
Oh, no. Occasionally, I'll throw one of the new songs to my mom, and she'll be like, you know, Noah, I'm really proud of doing what you love, but boy, this is just the worst thing.
Well, thanks, Mom. A+.
Absolutely.
I agree with that, but she's got to see you do it. That's the thing.
No, she's super supportive of everything I do. My family's never had a problem with it or anything.
Right.
But I've always understood their stance on the listenability of it. So.
Yeah, right. Well, I totally get it. I would much rather see it perform live than listen to it any other way.
Well, that's
you're still
an entirely
getting a
different
CD,
experience.
Damn it. And you will listen.
I'll get a CD when you make one.
And,
soon. Yeah.
And I will play it ad nauseum in the car.
Learn the words.
Not to worry.
So, Noah, what do you got to do to... take the show on the road to Europe. I hear that's the big thing.
You know, it's really going to depend from band to band. I've been in a couple touring bands. I've never made it out to Europe, although I did live there for a few years, and I got to talk to some of the guys in death metal bands that were doing it regularly.
Death metal's, like, really big in Europe, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. I would say that the only reason it's a little more feasible out there is because the countries are so close together.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know? You have, if you're looking at your average death or black metal band, you know, the most action they're going to get is along the coasts.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, getting across that big swath of middle America, money gets tight, it gets tricky to get good shows. Over in Europe, you know, you can stop by 7 countries in 7 days and have a killer packed show at every single one. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that a friend of mine said that his old work partner was in a death metal band, actually played here at the Brass Mug. And they would just do like, every other Friday night or whatever it was. And then they went over to Europe, and they were playing stadiums over there.
Oh, yeah. It's a completely different landscape. I was living over there. I was in Germany. I was in the Army for a few years.
Okay,
and,
cool.
And spent my time just, whenever I wasn't working, just going to shows and getting to see all the European bands that I loved.
Right.
But I never had access to over in the States. And seeing how the scene works out there, seeing how tight-knit, both culturally and geographically, everything is... That was completely different. It's a much more viable lifestyle out in Europe, I would say, compared to the States.
Yeah.
What'd you do in the Army?
I was in military intelligence.
Cool. Look at the big... Oh, hold on.
Hold on.
I got something for you, pal.
Oh, good!
Yeah, I did that for a few years over in Germany. I got out of the Army, October 2015, a couple months later, I moved from my old hometown around Sarasota up to Tampa, and I was like, I have a band of my own project that I play guitar in that I started myself when I was over in Germany. Got a lineup for that, but I was like, let's see if I can do something else at the same time.
Okay.
Hit up Craigslist, found Blistering Defilement,
and here you are.
A couple years later, here I am.
Love it.
Yeah. Nice.
Love it, yeah. Are you happy about your military experience?
You know, I would say...
I mean, you didn't retire.
Oh, definitely not.
Was it four and out or what?
Oh, no, I loved the... Yeah, it was about three and out for my contract.
Okay.
I really loved the work that I did. Yeah. I didn't like being in the Army.
I got
you. So I've kind of explored the idea of getting back into it on the contracting side. I really enjoyed doing intelligence work, but, you know, it's all the other stuff. It's all the paperwork. Yeah. It's all the
inspections,
long hours, inspections, right, et cetera, right, et cetera. And that's what drives you crazy.
Yeah, I was in the Marine Corps for 6 years, and that was enough.
Yeah.
That was enough.
Yeah. That was plenty.
Well, yeah. Definitely the military I've seen nowadays, it feels like you're either a one-termer or you're a 20-year guy. There's not a lot in between anymore.
Yep. Sometimes, I mean, I went back after I got out. I missed the camaraderie and that kind of thing. But then I kind of regretted not putting in the 20 years just because it seemed like once I got out that after 6 years, that next 14 years flew by and it was like, damn it.
Yeah.
I could be collecting that money.
To be fair, it flew by because you weren't doing police calls in the parking lot.
Right.
I imagine that time would have gone a lot slower if
running
you were picking 15 up
miles
books,
a week.
You know?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we were going to retirement parties, and it's like, did we do the wrong thing?
I mean, that's all a matter of perspective, I guess.
But. No one knows those police calls. I know exactly what he's talking about.
I know.
Absolutely.
Everybody line up. Mm-hmm. We're going to cross this field three times. Pick up everything.
Oh,
I got you.
Raking the parking lot all day.
Yes.
All right, man. Well, listen, it's really cool talking to you. I can't wait to see your set tonight.
Oh, thank you very much.
Do you have any idea when you're going to go on?
We are going on 2nd. We're at the Brass Mug, so we're supposed to be on around 10, so I assume it's going to be around midnight.
Okay, cool.
You know, classic. Cool. Tampa timing.
Yes.
But yeah, we're going to be 2nd on the mark unless anything changes in the interim period. So yeah, thanks guys for coming
out. Very cool, man.
And, fabulous.
Like I was telling Darren from Grim Reality, this is something that we are starting. We've had our show here on Radio St. Pete for about 3 years.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've done a field trip.
This is your first time broadcasting on location.
Right.
Yes.
And so this is something that we're hoping to do more often.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So hopefully we will see you out and about, man.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
I get around a lot, so you'll probably run into me more than you want to.
All right, man. Yeah. That sounds very cool.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Cool.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Break thanks, Noah.
Break your leg, man.
Yeah, no, don't break your leg.
Yeah, break your leg, man.
That's rude.
We're performers.
It's metal.
Break somebody else's leg.
Break somebody else's leg. That's even more metal.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
All
Shout
right,
out
man.
To Richard Mack, broke
so,
both of his legs.
Right,
yes,
exactly.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. We got two rock stars that we talked to. We've had Ty on the show the whole time.
I've
I guess you can call him a rock star.
Yeah.
I guess.
He's here for 3 years.
Talk about cerebral. That guy was in the intelligence field.
Right.
He did have a good radio voice, didn't he?
He did.
He did. I had a hard time dialing him in, though.
I hate that when I hear somebody has a better voice than
that,
mine.
You feel
that
a little
good baritone, smooth,
right.
A little jelly, a little peanut butter and jealous.
Mm-hmm. I was afraid he was going to steal the show.
He might, you know.
It could happen. We just gave him an idea.
Yeah. What was his blistering inferno?
Blistering defilement.
Oh. Right.
Blistering defilement.
Their CD coming out was what, the Perverts Manifesto?
Yeah.
I dig that. That's pretty cool.
So what will the name
I want a shirt.
What would the name of your CD be?
Well, I can't really say it on the air, but
it's a secret.
We're not allowed to discuss the details.
I mean it's not a secret, but it's got naughty language.
Of course it does.
You know, I mean this is
just like the clothing we wear.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like the clothing you wear.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Go Deceptive
the
Intruder.
Are multi-purpose.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I do have something here about tonight's show.
Oh, shocking. It was the first page on the list. God, who does your organizing?
Don't shoot me with that, Ty.
Your organizational
skills. I've got them all right here.
Good job, Dildo.
Grim Reality, Lineage, Blistering Defilement. Led by Serpents. Who else? Deceptive Intruder, that old rag. Brutal Gore Productions puts on this whole show tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here
yes.
at the Brass Mug over here in Tampa.
And he was out here as well. Yeah. And he may be back out to sit down with us for a minute or two.
I'd almost be afraid not to put him on. He looked pretty rough.
Right. He could hurt you.
Yeah, he might.
He
I'm
could.
A Marine, damn it. Better watch out. Watcha.
Watcha. Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about plastic, man.
Plastic?
We've been talking about plastic, all the plastic in the ocean. We talked about the mountains of plastic that are being generated all over the world. We talked about what local restaurants and bars are doing to sort of slow down the plastic straw situation, yeah. The one-use straw. It turns out that a lot of the plastic trash that you find out there, a good percentage of it is straws,
yes.
Amazingly, and plastic water bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I see one of those mountains of plastic trash, it's like, oh, my God. What are we going to do with all that?
The worst thing ever.
It is. Well, bottled water is good. I mean, you can't really drink the tap water anywhere. I guess you can if you want to grow fins.
Well, and see, that's
dumb.
That's what's so funny, I think, about the bottled water is a lot of it is actually just tap water.
Yeah, see, that's what's sad. And then they're making you pay for it.
Right. Mm. Well, you pay for water. Believe me, water is very expensive in Florida. It might be cheaper to buy it in the bottles than to flush it down the toilet.
Well, honey, what was the name of that article I saw in the paper? It was either today or yesterday. And it's kind of like the Tampa Bay Times is reaching out to the public, and they're looking for ideas. They want the citizens of the Tampa Bay, St. Pete area to come up with ideas on how we're going to curb our plastic use.
Surprisingly.
Mm-hmm. They're called cups. You can just pick them up right to your face.
But not plastic cups.
No.
Or polystyrene.
You could make them out of wood.
Wood cups.
Glass.
Like they used to in the old days.
Glass.
I've heard glass. They even call them glasses in some places.
What about like when you just go up to like a faucet and
I would
cup
need
your hand underneath them? You should just drink out of your palm.
Yeah.
I need the wood cup. The glass cups, I don't do so well with. I don't have a good history.
I want to open up a restaurant and say that if you want water, you got to go over there to where the hose is hooked up.
Yeah.
You just get some water out of the hose.
What if you just got a hose right at the table?
Every table has a hose.
Nice.
Like a garden hose.
Like it. Good idea.
That water's coming out hot.
for a minute, and then it gets lukewarm if it's in the summertime. But it's still very refreshing.
No, but
it tastes like plastic and pennies.
But that's the good part. At least it's flavored.
But yeah, see, the plastic and penny flavor, those are the nutrients in the water.
Yeah.
You know, you're actually gaining
those
some
are all the beneficial
vitamins.
Chemicals you're getting.
So, okay, what if to match the theme of the depression in the country.
Yeah.
All of your drinks are served in a squirt gun.
Hey. That's the way I used to roll as a kid. If I wasn't getting it off the garden hose, I was getting it off the squirt gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way we used to do it.
Yeah,
speaks
absolutely.
Speaks a lot about our society.
People would be offended today if you were drinking out of a squirt gun.
Nah.
That would frighten people.
Yeah.
People are too scared.
I guess.
That would not bode well. But I am impressed with Tampa Bay and city leaders and city officials reaching out to the public, looking for suggestions.
Yeah, well, a lot of times what happens in local government, in all government, is you get a bunch of yahoos up there that have been sitting in that government seat for a long time, and they think that they make all the rules for everybody.
Yeah, just,
we don't care what everybody else thinks. This is the way it's going to happen. So for them to be reaching out to the public, I like that.
I like that, too.
That's very cool. It's a very cool idea, and it's refreshing.
It also means they're probably desperate.
Yes.
Yeah, because they don't have a clue as what to do.
Boned.
They're looking at those pictures of all those mountains of plastic, and they're like, what in the hell are we going to do?
Everything we consume, it seems, comes in plastic these days.
Yep.
So how do you avoid it? And I think they're just putting feelers out to see what are you willing to get rid of.
Everything's going to have to start being packaged in burlap.
Burlap. Well, it used to be that most of the things were in glass. You know, like ketchup and mustard all came in glass jars.
I remember when shampoo used to be in glass, and that was a real bad idea.
That was horrible.
Yeah. I can remember as a kid watching I think it was a Prel shampoo, and they were like the first shampoo company that came out with the plastic bottle, and it was a house that had like a balcony like an indoor balcony. And the person was like, hey, do you have the shampoo? And the person up on the balcony tossed it off the balcony. And there was this big, oh, my God, you know. But it was a plastic bottle. You know, it didn't shatter all over the floor.
Shampoo in a glass bottle.
Yeah.
That sounds like some Final Destination stuff.
Well, absolutely.
Sounds like a
welcome to my childhood.
Good way to lose a toe or something.
Yeah. Welcome to my childhood.
Right.
Shampoo in glass bottles.
Mm-hmm. Shrapnel up your wing.
Yeah.
And all that.
Lop off a toe.
Yep. Hey, what do you think about taking a break and then playing Stump the Chump?
We can do that.
We even have the bells and all that.
Oh, we don't. So we're just going to have to call out when you know it.
Well, yeah, because it's just...
no, don't do that.
Don't do that. That reverbs.
Yeah. You probably just deafened half of St. Petersburg.
Yes.
And most of Tampa.
Listening.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
All right, so do we have a theme for our Stump the Chump?
Well, I did two tonight, so I will let you guys choose.
All right.
Death metal.
I did not do death metal.
Damn,
sorry,
Todd.
Hey, did anybody notice that Hannah wasn't with us?
Did you even introduce everybody in the studio?
We didn't even introduce everybody. We didn't even introduce anybody in the studio. Well, I can quickly introduce everybody.
Why don't you do that after we take a break?
All right. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back. Well, you didn't tell us what our theme was.
Well, we can either do fry trivia, French fry trivia for French Fry Day, or we can do horror movie trivia.
Oh.
So
let's do horror movie trivia.
We'll discuss that, and when we come back, you'll find out. Apparently, we're doing... horror movie.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Tonight, we are on location at the Brass Mug here in Tampa off of Barris and Skipper Road.
1450 Skipper Road.
1450 Skipper Road, everybody. We're here to see some kick-ass death metal tonight. I'm going to play a death metal song right now. It's called Silent Scream. When we come back... Well, we're going to play our scary movie version of Stump the Chump. We'll be right back.
Yeah. drawn in fear. Fire's burning, can you hear? Cry in the night.
All right, everybody, that was Slayer.
You see, that's good.
Ty told me I had to say it like that.
Yeah, you can't say Slayer.
Slayer! Right, okay, that's a Silent Scream.
All
right,
choose how you're going to speak, because I can't get your volumes right.
Oh, all right. Well, we're
more of like a speaking and not
we're
Slayer.
Working out this new board that we have, our traveling board.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Traveling board.
And hopefully we'll get to travel with this thing more often. I'm kind of digging this.
It's fun.
It's cool.
I think the next place that we broadcast from, let's hope that we can do it inside. It's a little warm out here.
Well, I mean, when will that's...
I'm actually kind of getting used to it now.
Lou?
Yeah, see, I can't really hear Ty. I actually think it's Pegasus.
Pegasus?
2 weeks from tonight.
All right.
I still have to talk to them. I wanted to wait and see how this went.
Where is Pegasus?
That's the old brass mug.
Well, it's still here in Tampa, though, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they moved. Remember, Deceptive Intruder did a show at Pegasus when they were across from
Busch Gardens.
Oh, right. I remember that.
And that was a cool show.
They've moved to a new location, which is the old brass mug.
Was that the Halloween show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I remember where it was. Right. Okay, so I mentioned before that we were going to play Stump the Chump.
Right.
And it caught Steph off guard there. This is our scary movie version of Stump the Chump.
Hold on, I can't keep score. I have no pen.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. I'll keep score.
Right. I don't trust you.
This is kind of fun doing this out here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have a pen.
What was that look?
There was a pen in that packet.
I don't. Oh, I might have.
Oh, for Pete, he's just. All right.
Take it easy.
The system.
Jesus.
The system is broken.
We got it.
Which of these killers would you have to fear if you fell asleep?
Freddy Krueger.
Oh, yeah.
Freddy Krueger. Mm-hmm. Good job, Ty. Ty is on the board. Speak loudly and straight into the mic, Ty. I still haven't gotten you dialed in quite right.
Okay. I see how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I hear him loud and clear in my headphones.
Completely under the control of his family, Bubba Sawyer was the main antagonist in which horror classic?
Bubba Sawyer?
Bubba Sawyer.
Bubba Hotep?
Was it The Fog?
Is that Tom's brother?
I Know What You Did Last Summer, Scream, or the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Oh, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yep.
Bubba.
So Mark Sawyer. Mark's on the board.
Leatherface.
Mm-hmm.
Tied at one all.
Right.
In what year did the original version of When a Stranger Calls debut?
73.
Oh, you're so close. I'll give you the choices. 1983, 1994, 1979, or 1967?
Mm-hmm.
79.
So Ty has two. Released in 1996, who played Seth Gecko in the hit comedy horror movie From Dusk Till Dawn? Was it George Clooney, Brendan Fraser, Quentin Tarantino, or Gerard Butler?
Gerard Butler is in that movie.
No and no.
Was it George Clooney?
It was George Clooney. And Ty goes up three.
All right. Caught me off guard over here.
And a bus goes by. Which of these horror films was not directed by Wes Craven? New Nightmare, Ginger Snaps, Red Eye, or Scream?
Scream.
No.
Ginger Snaps.
Ginger Snaps. Ty's too good at this. Ty just won 4-1.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
See what happens?
I wasn't really paying attention, so it really doesn't count as a loss for me.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to figure out what the hell we're going to talk about next.
Yeah, well, you had a list. Muffed it.
I have a list.
I tried.
Yeah, you did try.
I put together a full agenda.
Plastic, French fries. What else we got? Ty's a hipster.
I can run a meeting, but not a show.
All right. Well, let's talk about this then. This is next on. Let's talk about dead stuff.
Oh, cool. Okay. Dead stuff.
Keeping with the death metal theme.
Slayer!
Yeah. I don't know that we talked about this on the show. It was either last week or the week before, but the world's ugliest dog.
Yes.
They just had that competition. And the dog that won was a 9-year-old English bulldog named Zsa Zsa. And I have a picture of Zsa Zsa here. And Zsa Zsa was, in fact, very ugly.
This is the part that Hannah loves. Yeah. The picture of the ugly bulldog. Her tongue hangs out the side.
I mean, look how long that tongue is.
She, you know, had some sort of jaw dysplasia.
Yeah, that's
you know, she's
that
she,
dog looks like it does nothing but eat, sleep, and fart.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of
and
character.
Maybe not in that order. Right. And that tongue. Mm.
Well, the reason I brought Zsa Zsa up is because Zsa Zsa died just the other day.
Yeah.
So at least before her death at 9 years old, nine years old, what's that, 63 in dog years? Is that right? Nine times seven?
Sounds good to me.
63?
Sure. We do math here.
We do math.
No, that can't be because 7 times 7 is 49. 6 times 6 is 36.
Oh my God.
38, 42.
Are we
42.
Really not able to figure this out?
It's 42. 42.
Nine times 7 is 42?
Oh, 9 times 7 is 63.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I was doing, I don't know what I was doing.
I remember,
don't ask.
I remember my flashcards.
I don't.
I'll bring them out. I still have them. We can work on them this weekend.
I'm sure they're in the jewelry box with your baby teeth.
Yeah, next show we'll be more proficient at the math. Our times tables.
Well, that's what we'll do for trivia.
So Zsa Zsa was 63 years old and died just the other day. But there at the end of her life, at least won the ugliest dog in the world award.
Hey, if you're going to win.
If you're going to go out big.
Yeah.
Right?
Go out with a win.
Ty, let me ask you this. When and if you die before mom and I.
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know.
No, when we go, would you consider extreme, what's it called?
No, I'm asking him a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So if you go before mom and I, how do you want to be disposed of?
Dude, shoot me into space.
Shoot you into space. Do you want to be like cremated first and put into like just whole body, like frozen into like a missile shape?
No.
Just like
scary, like Iron Man kind.
I think you should be in like a Superman pose.
No, I mean like the Hulk or something.
Let's put you in a Superman pose with a cape, and forever you could just be floating around space.
Yeah, but I don't like Superman.
Oh, Spider-Man?
No.
You could be clinging on to asteroids and stuff. No, not cool. Well, Steph, what about you? I want to be cremated.
I want to be cremated.
That's the way I want to go. I can't even stand the thought about being in a box. That's not cool. This family, their 18-year-old son was shot in the head the other day, or recently. But what they did, you ever been to a wake, Ty?
No, I don't think he has.
They're horrifying. Don't ever go. Truly.
Pass on.
It's the worst idea I've ever seen.
Cool.
It's terrible.
Very metal.
Yeah, it will scar you. It's very bad.
And here's the body.
Yeah. And they're dead.
And there's grandma anyway, laying in a box.
This family, their teenage son was shot in the head. Tragic. But what they did for his wake, they set him up in the living room in his favorite chair, in his Boston Celtics jersey, his Boston Celtics socks, and his blue jeans, even had his flip-flops on, right? And they put him in his favorite chair.
Sounds like he was living a charmed life.
In front of a TV, with his remote control, like his Game Boy controller in his hand. You don't want to go out like that?
No, that sounds horrible.
You don't want us to have your friends over Ty's house?
And I have a picture of
him. Set you on the couch?
That's not this kid. That's Dennis Rodman.
It's called extreme embalming. And it's,
that's extreme.
And that is extreme.
It's the new craze.
If you want to get a picture of this, go on. Just Google it. Extreme embalming.
Yes, extreme embalming.
It's horrifying. Let me see that again.
And he's not the only one. I mean, there are several examples in there.
He's got a soda next to him and a little bag of Doritos. They've really got him set up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's horrific.
And then red velvet ropes around him. So you can walk by and say, hey.
Yuck.
What the hell, man?
Well, we're going to...
keep flipping, because there's more.
There are more. Tell us more.
There are more.
I was thinking with you, Ty, we could have you stuffed in your best, like, metal pose with your bass guitar and your hair up.
Yeah,
and we just put you in the corner.
And then shoot me into space.
No, yeah. We're just going to keep you in the living room.
No.
Keep you over in the corner. No?
Here's a picture... he was actually a little boy dressed up in his superhero Green Lantern costume.
The little boy.
At his wake.
Oh, God.
It's Jesus. A thing.
Well, here's the thing. They used to do this back in the day. They would keep like the dead relatives and do like family pictures. They would just prop them up. This is not new, but this Green Lantern thing is disturbing.
That's creepy.
Are these his little brothers? They're like, what the hell?
Or his friends.
I will remember this forever.
These two little brothers are like, we need to run away.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad are messed up.
They have lost it.
and see, we...
Look at the old guy in his car. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, it's a thing. It's a thing.
It's terrible.
He's just dead.
That's how they found him. They just left him in his car.
Oh, that's
Swampy.
Bad.
Swampy. Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Yeah. So.
That is not anything
not
I want
to
do.
No, it's not cool. Hey, but here's something else that I wanted to say about somebody who has passed away, and it's one of my all-time favorite performers, Tom Petty. He died back in October at the age of 66. But I guess, what is this, Steph? Did he just release...
They're getting ready to release.
It's going to be a 4-CD box set, and I think I heard earlier it's going to be like 60 songs on
Yes.
it. That's going to be really cool.
Yes.
And I guess a lot of them are like songs that you've already... Yeah, I'm looking at it now, American Girl, Don't Do Me Like That. But I guess there's going to be a couple of new releases on it.
Yes.
So that'll be cool.
Newer releases.
I guess they were like...
is that how like Tupac kept...
When were
songs
when was all
of
this... Well, it's hard to say when it was all recorded or... Well, they were recorded in all different times because it's like sort of a montage
of his career.
History of music, right?
Yes, the whole career.
Looks like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2002, so that's kind of cool. I'm glad. I have the picture of him on the ceiling above my spot there where we do the show in our Palacios studio back in Seminole. Anytime I need a little something, I just look up at the ceiling and go... Tom, what do I do now?
Right. Tom, lead
Help
the
me,
way.
Tom.
What do I do now, Tom?
What's next, Tom?
Right.
What's next, Tom?
Uh-huh. What is next?
Did you go through the whole agenda? I don't think you did.
Let's see. What do we have here? Rays, lightning, cup, plastic, french fries, Jaja, cave. What about those cave boys?
They got out, didn't they?
They did get out.
They all got out.
What about... And you know what? I was kind of hoping Elon Musk actually did develop... A kid-sized submarine.
Kid-size?
Yeah.
Fun-size.
Well, fun-size.
It looked like
but
a scuba tank.
But
it was tiny.
Yeah, but those kids
it's
were
not
tiny.
About comfort.
Yeah, but claustrophobia.
They haven't eaten in 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, here, let's fold you into this metal tube.
Right, they hadn't eaten in 3 weeks. They could have put two in there at a time.
Yeah. Head to toe.
It looked horrifying.
Right.
It looked horrifying.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you look at like all of the pictures of the cave, right? And you look, it wasn't like a straight path. It wasn't like they could just torpedo that thing in and out.
Well,
you know, I don't see where it could, unless that thing could.
Did they use that to get them out? Or
no.
No, they didn't. But I was kind of hoping that they would.
No, but they did sedate them.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, they would have had to sedate me too.
Well, I bet they were loopy already.
Yeah.
No food and all those farts.
Did you hear that one of the kids is being considered a real hero? He was a 14-year-old, but this kid is like fluent in like 5 different languages. And when the first rescuer came, he was the only one that was able to communicate with him. So he was basically like, hey, man, we've been in here since... Well, first thing he asked him was like, what day is it?
And where's then, the damn Doritos?
Where's
and
the
he,
food?
He did say, we're very hungry. And luckily, the guy had some food with him, you know.
Well,
I mean, I can't imagine that he had a whole lot packed up with him. Probably like some breakfast bars or something.
Yeah, right.
Here's a Snickers, kid. You're not you when you're hungry.
Here's an oat bar. It's going to make you poop.
I don't know that I'd have to be fluent in whatever language.
Right.
After being stuck in a cave for 11 days, I'm not good at charades, but I'm pretty good at, you know, grabbing you by the
pointing
neck
at your mouth
and shaking you, going, "I'm going to eat you. You look very healthy."
So, okay, this probably hasn't come up yet.
Right.
I'm going to take it there.
Okay.
Because how old was the soccer coach? 25?
25.
25.
Okay. Yeah. And supposedly he was the one that decided what kids left first.
Yeah. Is he molesting these kids?
I don't think so.
Is that why he's taking them into these caves?
No, that hasn't.
Uncle Touchy's cave?
I mean, that hasn't come up yet, but you know how the media works.
All those kids.
They could, how far they could in spin there were that they? Yarn.
Two and a half miles.
2.5 miles.
Yeah.
Far enough so you can't hear him scream.
That's it, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I gotcha.
And they were all young enough that maybe he could fend them all off if they all try to attack.
That's another fun game.
All right, right now.
Yeah.
How many like 10-year-olds do you think you could beat up if they came at you in waves of five?
All of them.
All of them.
All of them. All day.
Okay.
All of them.
What if like every fifth wave there was like a 14-year-old?
I'd kick his ass too.
Okay.
I would use the ten year old.
Yeah.
I would use him. I would grab him by the arms and spin him around like a whirly bird, and I'd just whack everybody with him.
Well, I was gonna say 10 to 12 year olds.
Yeah.
Well, 10 to 14 year olds, especially boys.
Yeah.
Vary in size.
Yeah.
Dramatically. You know, you got the little kid, and then you've got the really big kid, and the kids in between.
Right.
You know, you pick up the little kid and use him as the bat against the bigger kid.
It depends on what kind of game they had. You know, if they like worked out a plan where, you know, some of them went low and some of them went high, they might be able to overtake you.
Uh-huh.
But I'd like to think that, you know, I'm a former Marine, damn it. You know, I mean, I'm a trained killer.
Well, I mean,
should be able to be like
these little
plucking
bastards,
them around like ants.
They didn't eat for 3 weeks. And they killed that Navy SEAL. They ate him. They didn't let that out in the news.
He showed up with no food, and they said, "Keep his head underwater."
That's the real
Ty,
story.
That's terrible.
That's awful.
You know
that
what? It's only okay to say things like that when you're at a death metal show. It's the whole environment.
Everything revolves around death.
Yes.
It turns you dark.
Yeah, it turns you dark. You're dark. So Burl, the mini hurricane didn't last too long, but sure did do a number on Puerto Rico like they needed anything else. I guess they put about 20,000 more people over there without electricity. It's like, can you imagine? We just got this electricity, damn it.
Blew it over again.
They've already had Chris. Chris did something, I heard. There's already been like a Hurricane Chris that went up like the East Coast up to like Nova Scotia or something like that.
Yeah.
Nova Scotia.
So, I mean, we're already three hurricanes in.
Right.
The names. Mm-hmm. And it's hot.
Just keep them away from us. That's all I care about.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting hurricane season.
I don't want anything to do with it.
Very interesting hurricane season.
Right. What else do I have here? Hey, did you hear that Papa John's, the owner of Papa John's, is a real racist pig?
As it seems.
Yeah.
Yes, it's coming out more and more.
Mm-hmm. He was throwing the N-word around, and he wasn't saying N-word. He was saying the N-word, and he was doing this on like a conference call, and apparently somebody didn't like it, and they reported his ass, and he has now basically had to resign from his position as chairman of the pizza chain. He apparently still owns about 30% of the stock, so it's not like he's losing out on any real money. But here's the thing that I don't like: if you are a franchise owner of a Papa John's chain, and now this jackass comes out, ruined your livelihood. This guy, John Schneider, Papa, was bitching about how the football players, the NFL players, kneeling was affecting his income. Well, now all of a sudden he goes out and goes on this racial rant kind of thing, And what's he just done to all the people that have bought into his company?
Yeah.
He screwed them.
He's a douchebag. Yeah.
Well, and the Rays and the Marlins, they used to, with a certain number of strikes, you'd get a free Papa John's pizza.
Right.
They have discontinued that.
So will they pick a new Papa? Will he be consistent? Or will they get like Norm MacDonald and John Goodman?
Yeah. Right. Well, that's like one of the things he said. He was comparing himself to Colonel Sanders. He was like, hey, back in the day, Colonel Sanders used to throw around the N-word all the time. Nobody gave him any guff. Well, yeah, that was way back when nobody, I mean, not that people didn't care about it, but nobody said anything about it.
He was a Kentucky colonel. Right. It was expected.
Exactly.
That's what he did.
It's not right.
Right.
But that's what happens.
Yeah.
Just because the colonel can do it, John, doesn't mean you can do it.
Yeah, they're talking about rebranding the stores, changing the name and
as
everything.
They should.
Wow.
Which I think they need to do.
Right.
There's so much backlash. You should probably move on to quotes because we need to wrap up.
Do I have my quotes? Where are my quotes?
They're at the end of your pile.
I'm looking through my pile.
Oh, now see, you shuffled everything.
Hold on, I'm sorry, everybody. If you listen to this show, you know we're not usually this out of sorts.
Right.
Okay. Yes,
I do have these quotes, and here they go. Before you diagnose yourself with depression or low self-esteem, first make sure you're not surrounded by assholes.
Yeah,
yes.
That came from Sigmund Freud. Mm-hmm. The next one says, always remember that you are absolutely unique, just like everyone else.
Yes.
That came from Margaret Mead. The next one says, I like long walks, especially when they're taken by people that annoy me.
Yes.
That came from Fred Allen. The next one says, behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes.
Yes.
Bitch.
Yes.
That came from Jim Carrey. Mm. And the last one says, no man has a good enough memory to be a successful liar.
No.
And that came from Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, see, those are very, very poignant quotes.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, everybody.
It's
time to sign off. We got a little bit of a late start, but here we are. It's getting close to the 8 o'clock hour and about time for the music to get started here at the Brass Mug over here in Tampa. What's the address again, Steph?
1450 for Spike, 1450 Skipper Road.
1450 Skipper Road over here in Tampa. If you're looking for some death metal tonight, get on over here.
Get on over.
It's hot on the back deck, but inside they have AC and a lot of face-melting music.
And a cat.
It's going to happen here very soon, everybody. Listen, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Steph, do you have anything that you want to say?
I'm glad that this actually worked.
Me too.
I'm very impressed.
Me too. Ty, you have anything you want to say?
No, I'm good.
All right. I'm going to say, Ty, have a good show. I look forward to it.
Thank you. I look forward
to all the acts that we're going to see this evening. I want to thank Noah for joining us and Darren for joining us. That was a lot of fun talking to those guys. We look forward to speaking to you guys again next week. Next week, I think we'll be back at home.
Yes, we'll be back at our home studio next week.
In the AC.
Hopefully on the road again.
We'll be a little bit more organized. But anyway, everybody, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone, love everyone.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody, good night, and we will talk to you again next week. See ya.
Bring